There's so many applications you can have. AI can suggest recipes.
Nicholas Babin and I have been talking about the uses of AI at home. And there are so many things that you can actually do with AI. I mean, look, I've been doing a bit of DIY, and I was so stressed about the DIY that I had to do. Seriously, I was so stressed. I even had a block pipe the other day, and I'm like, I'd forgotten because normally I just call my landlord, yep. Right? But I was like, no, I'm renovating this place. So what am I going to do? So I went to Google Gemini, and I was like, I've got a block pipe. What do I do? And then it's like, go and buy a plunger. I'd forgotten all about plungers. I haven't owned a plunger for years. So then I went and I got a plunger. I got one of these snakes, you know, the toilet snake, yep. Thing that goes down the pipe, and you know, one of those things. But every single DIY task that I have to do, I strategically make a list of things that I need to do. So say, for example, you're prioritizing certain items. You can prioritize what you're basically doing. Mm-hmm. And it's just fascinating. But I know you've got some really interesting things that are far more interesting than my block drains and my roofing problems and ants and everything else. So what have you got, Nicholas?
It's a very interesting topic for me, because when we launched AIBO, so the first AI-based robot that which I've mentioned many, many times before, so we're talking about early 2000, we thought that AIBO could help enhance usage of technology and AI, obviously, at home. And one of the things that I remember vividly working on with the team was about smart home automation. So you would have your robot, and today, obviously, any AI-based product will do. But like, for example, AI-enabled voice assistants. So today you have Alexa, Google Assistant, Siri. They can manage, you know, your lights, your thermostats, your curtains, your appliances. But the things that we had thought of is like, you have AIBO in your room because AIBO would find its charging station. And so in the morning, you would wake up and you would say good morning. And as soon as you would say good morning, AIBO would open blinds, adjust the lights, and give you the weather forecast. And he could even say, oh, by the way, your mom called and here's a message she left. And that's something we thought, wow, about, and we had, when we thought about it early 2000, the technology was not there to make all that happen. But that was the vision. So today, obviously, you have energy saving benefits. AI will learn your patterns to reduce your energy consumption.
Welcome to Influential Visions. Here we interview futuristic leaders who share their deep industry knowledge and business experience with you, ensuring you have your finger on the pulse and your eyes wide open. Here is your host, Nathaniel Schuller.
I mean, everybody's using, I'm using Nest, to make sure that at least whenever I'm traveling and I know I'm going to get home at 9 p.m. and might get cold, I start the thermostats beforehand, things like that. So that's one of the application you can find. Obviously, around security and safety is another area where AI can really help. You have systems today like Ring. I don't know if you've heard about Ring, Arlo, or Deep Sentinel. That detect unusual activity, yep, and notify you instantly if something happens at your home. So like you also, oh, wow, have AI enhanced video doorbells. I don't know if you come across that use facial recognition, and I would say that it depends on the country where you use it, because facial recognition is not something that the European Commission allows, obviously. But you can differentiate between family, friends, and strangers. And we have thought about that with AIBO as well, because AIBO could recognize 10 faces. So it could recognize the family environment, so daddy, mommy, and the two kids. And then you could also recognize the grandparents. So same thing here. It can recognize, you know, family, friends, strangers, and send you messages around it. But what was interesting is that we thought about, you know, fire or gas leak detection. Because today AI can do that with smart sensors that are integrated into your home system. So can you imagine, obviously, clever, gas leak, sometimes it doesn't even, you can't even smell it. Whereas with the smart sensor, we'll be able to smell it and tell you about it. You can think about also AI in the kitchen. There's so many applications you can have. AI can suggest recipes. You know, you talked about Gemini. Obviously, Gemini can do that. ChatGPT, any LLM models. And you have also today smart refrigerators, like Samsung has come up with a smart refrigerator that can tell you what type of recipes you could plan based on what you have inside the refrigerator, the fridge.
Wow.
We can track expiration dates and other groceries, which means that you don't waste in any of your food. They can help plan meals, adjust recipes based on your allergies, because obviously the AI system would have been trained on that, all the preferences, you don't like fish, you like fish, whatever, you know, and they can push towards the recipe you would like. I'm trying to think about other, education is another thing that help your kids with homework. You know, I remember.
Yeah, that's a big one. But it's amazing. Isn't it? How far we've come. I mean, look, you know, I know you've been an avid tech influencer for a long, long time. And I was a tech influencer. Yeah, and that's how we actually met. Yeah. And this image behind me is, unfortunately, I haven't quite bought a skylight blind, so you can't really see it very well. But this image is actually 8,400 random pictures that IBM's computer stuck together to make this image of a tennis court. And this was in 2018. Wow. when they did this. And that was actually the second time that I went to the basement of Wimbledon and spoke to Watson, which IBM actually had trained on a couple of different data, two or three different databases. But one of the Watson, the Tennis Pro, right, which is what it was actually at the time. And you could talk to a tennis pro. So if you were really geeky about tennis, I'm not, because I don't know that much about tennis. But if you were, it would talk to you in a completely different language than a member of the public. Yeah. And I find this whole thing quite fascinating, how we've come from, in essence, something that was already there that very few people actually even believed could create these chatbots and create these language conversations with, basically, in essence, you've got in your pocket, in your smartphone, on your computer, you have got the most amazing AI personal assistant that you never even, and if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I don't know, I'm not sure, I'm not using that, blah, blah, blah. It's like, where are you living? Like, are you living under a rock? Like if you're not like using AI to make your life better, to reduce your stress, to help you plan your shopping list, to do all these things, you are literally living under a rock.
Sorry. That's true. It is true. But that's why I was mentioning about education, because it's like having your own teacher at home. So, you know, when I was growing up, I was shy or whatever. I didn't want to tell my teacher. I didn't understand the lesson. I would have loved to have AI system at home where I could ask AI, say, look, I learned today about this math. And I'm not sure I really understood it. And then AI can challenge you. AI can offer some exercises for you to do to understand better. AI can assess where you are compared to where you should be. You know, you say it's May and I have my A-level next month. Then it's fantastic. It's like literally going home with your teacher and being able to have a one-on-one with your teacher 24/7. So there are so many other applications you can have. Obviously, I don't try IBO, so I'm a bit biased about that, but AI companionship and emotional support. IBO, you know, meant artificial intelligence robot, AIBO, but in Japanese, IBO also means companion. And that's exactly what we wanted to do, is have a companion robot help elderly, or people who are isolated stay engaged with, you know, a tool, because basically it's a tool. So AI pets or avatars for children can provide emotional interaction. AI generated music or art creation also you can help you relax. I mean, there's so many about. Also, I don't know how you manage your financing at home, but you can use apps, AI-based apps that manage your budget, analyze your spending, categorize your expenses, automate savings, and you can really almost have agents, even if you don't know how to program them, but you can have some personalized advice saying, oh, you're spending more on dining out this month. We suggest you rebalance your budget, right? You can have alerts based on your bank charges, overspending, investment opportunities. I mean, it's mind blowing, right? It's and you can also, and there's one point that I'm just thinking about it because, as you know, I'm very big in gamification and having fun, but you can use AI for fun at home as well. So either you can generate pictures, write stories, generate birthday cards, design your home decor, have your own music.
The home decor thing. I actually did that because I was kind of looking, at like the steampunk style, you know, like steampunk. Have you seen that? It's like sort of industrial. If you're listening to this, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about. It's like industrial kind of bronze, brass, gold, silver, and kind of pipe work and clocks and, you know, like really cool kind of stuff. And I was like, I actually asked Gemini, like, how high do I hang this picture? And Gemini's like, well, actually, if you want to make it like this, you do this. And if you hang it this high, then you're going to make this. And I was like, And it's actually quite amazing the information that you can have. You can basically solve any problem that you have in your life by talking to a language model. I really mean it because you will have a route through, right? A route to moving beyond whatever it is. It could be health that you're worried about. It could be finance, could be your house, could be your life, could be your exercise regime.
Anything.
Legal is a massive one. I know a lady that's getting divorced. She's going to court for 10 days in a row, right, with her ex-husband or soon-to-be ex-husband, and she's been using ChatGPT to create her defense. And it sounds like he's getting completely bashed by this woman, literally bashed. And it's shocking that actually so many people are just not using it at all. It's shocking. Yeah.
No, I totally agree. And I mean, the other day I had my lawnmower broke down. I took a picture of the message I got. It was like a blinking LED. Really, I had no idea what it was.
Oh, yeah.
So I took a picture of that, put it on ChatGPT. I said, I have a Black & Decker model, blah, 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 blah. This is the picture I have. It doesn't work anymore. He said, oh, yeah, very easy. What happened is actually the blade is not tight. So just tighten the blade and it will start again. Oh. So I tied the blade and it started again. I did the same thing with my electrician the other day. Our electrical gate stopped working. And we had this message and he was like really debating with himself, like, I don't understand. I need to call the company. I don't know why it's happening. I said, no, don't call the company. Yeah. Let me handle it. I took a picture of the electric board where the message, where the blinking light also was. And sent it to ChatGPT. I said, this is the board for this type of electrical gate. And he said, your wire number 2 should be on number 3 and the 7 should be on 5 and you'll see it work. So my electrician said, yeah, right. I said, please do what ChatGPT just said. He did and it worked. So and the guy's like 35.
It's bizarre.
The guy's like 35. It's and totally. Here's you have a 60-year-old guy telling a 35-year-old this,
telling
this
him what to
it,
do.
And he said, you know, I've never used it before. It's unbelievable. I cannot believe it's going to change my life now because I don't have to call the companies anymore. And if I don't understand, I just ask ChatGPT. I said, yeah, take a picture. It's that easy. You upload the picture and it will tell you. So it's that's why this topic is great because I think you open everybody's chakra by telling everyone, like, look, you know, you have. It's like maybe you're 2 at home, it's like you're 3. Even if you're alone at home, it's like you're 2 because you're using this system to help you with your daily life.
Well, it's amazing as well. What's amazing as well is that it doesn't ever tell you to just be quiet. It's not like wife or your husband, right? Like, you know, you're like, okay, so how do I do this then, dear? Right? And you ask them like three times, they're going to go, just shut up. Like, literally, don't talk to me anymore. Right. But it's just that interesting. Yeah. It's that exciting because look, it doesn't help if you put diesel in your petrol lawnmower. No. It just doesn't help with that. I can tell you.
Especially mine is electrical.
My mechanic. Well, yours is electrical. Yeah. But I'm actually thinking I'd prefer a tractor, to be fair. I like a little sit on tractor, but then you're not getting the exercise, are you, that you need. But it is literally, it's so fascinating. Yeah. I mean, literally, I was worried that I had some sort of deadly nightshade on my property, right? And I spent all this time worrying that I was going to get poisoned by this deadly nightshade, or kids were going to come here and eat a berry and die, or whatever, right? Or I was going to have to remove it and then I was going to get poisoned, whatever. And I took a picture. I kid you not. I took a picture of the leaves, right? And then it said, no, this is ivy, but you still need to make sure that you deal with it in the proper way because it's very destructive for your property, but it's not as toxic as deadly nightshade is, right? So I thought, it's just fantastically interesting. And then it's like, okay, so what are the options of how I remove it completely? So you can put a black bag down over the roots for a few years until it dies. You can poison it in the root when you cut it off. Like it gives you all the options, and you make your own mind up. That's what I like. It doesn't say you have to do this, but it still does go wrong.
Yeah, of course.
It still does go wrong and give you ridiculous, just rubbish information.
But then you tell him, say, sorry, that was rubbish.
Then you tell it. And what that means, but that's what I like about it, is you actually can sit there and say, you can speak to Google Gemini now and have a conversation back and forth.
Yes, absolutely.
That's amazing. Like, you do that as well on ChatGPT,
absolutely.
Right?
On your phone.
That's just amazing. Yeah, on your phone. So that's amazing. But if it gives you some sort of rubbish, it's good for you because it means you're actually critically thinking. Because if you're not critically thinking, you're outsourcing your thoughts to ChatGPT or Absolutely. Google Gemini. You are becoming brain dead. You are going to become part of the problem.
Absolutely.
Actually, in my personal opinion.
Absolutely. Yeah,
because we all need to continue thinking, right? We need to continue to grow our brain alongside this technology, and we need to use it as a coach, as our, no, I'm not going to say companion because I don't really like it. It's not
a robot.
I mean, I am polite.
Robot.
Yeah. I mean, look, I am polite to Google Gemini. I say thank you. I say please, some of the time. But sometimes I'm like, no, if you're in a hurry, you just ask it to do things and it does things. But it's actually not very good at creation at all. Like Google Gemini really struggles. It's weird because you talk to it and you're like, you're on the voice, right? Mm-hmm. On your phone, and you're like, I want you to talk to me in Croatian. And then it's weird because it has one voice, which is amazing Croatian. It's spot on Croatian accent, everything. And then Google Gemini is like practicing its Croatian on you. And you're like, look, stop talking to me like that. You can't speak Croatian. Stop talking to me. Hey, I can't speak Croatian yet. But I tell you, I wish that Google Gemini would stop speaking to me in some westernized Croatian accent. It's actually worse than my accent, yeah? And mine is not good yet.
Yeah, but you have to remember, the technology is a tool at your service, and that's always the case. That's when we invented, or AI was invented, or used back in the 90s with Sony. We said it's an augmented, human-augmented tool. Human centricity is key. If you forget about this, we're going to some extremes that are really not worth even thinking about. So I really make that point very clear each time I talk about AI, is that, again, it's a tool. It's like internet. Remember when internet was launched? People were saying, wow, I can do a lot of things. No, I mean, you learn how to use it, and at the end, you make your own decision. And that's exactly the case with ChatGPT or any LLM models. It's basically You need to be able to say, no, this is not right. Or no, this is not how it would work for me. Please rephrase. Please think about this angle. Please, you know, just, I mean, you don't have to say please again, but you understand what I'm saying is human centricity is key to all the, any use, not only about AI, any technology use, you have to have human centricity. We are smarter than any technology that's around because we've created those technologies.
Yeah. 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 100%. I mean, I tell you what I found very interesting was I wrote a personal branding book about 8 years ago, and I know you know about it because I think you wrote a review, didn't you?
I think I wrote a paragraph for something on your book.
You did. Yeah. And my dad edited it at the age of 85, which was amazing. I mean, he's 92 in the summer, wow, which is amazing. Fantastic. And so I wrote this book on personal branding. I created a whole process map. I had a whole like literally, it wasn't just a personal branding book. It was like literally like this is a life creation tool, right? That's what I would call my personal branding book, right? It's called Cheers to You, how to create a life you don't need a vacation from. And what's if you want that, drop me a message. I might be able to send you a copy. But I decided, okay, I'm going to rewrite this book for the people that are like the TLDR people. Too long, don't read. Okay, it's too long, don't read. Okay, you don't want to read it? Fine, good for you. You don't want to go through the whole classical process? Neither do I anymore. So what I did is I uploaded it to Google Gemini, to the private Google Gemini cloud that I use. And I uploaded that. I uploaded my dad's process map for creating the life that you want, because he created this process map for over 2,500 students postgrad students that used it. And then I said, okay, I now need to help a German lady, to rewrite her LinkedIn profile and to create a personal brand for this lady. And I uploaded her CV, her resume, and I copied her LinkedIn profile and I stuck that in there. So it had four or five reference pieces in there, maybe. And I said, based upon this information, I now want you to create the personal brand blueprint for this lady.
Yeah.
And I actually spent about an hour to create this. It used to take sort of maybe 6 to 12 hours, I would say, to create a personal brand blueprint document. This took 1 hour, mm-hmm, and maybe 1 hour and a half. Half an hour of that was actually reading what it had created. Okay. I didn't even read her CV because it was in German and I don't speak German, right? And what it created was miraculous. It was miraculous. It was so well written. She was so happy. I couldn't believe it. So if you're listening to this, you want one of those, I might help you out if you drop me a message. I might.
If he's in a good mood.
Well, you never know, Nicholas. You never know. I might be in a good mood. I'm feeling positive. you know, I must admit, you driving around this racetrack in this Ferrari was quite a tough one for me to deal with, because I would love to do that. It sounded pretty amazing, to be fair. All of these technologies that they were showing you sounded amazing.
Again, you know, I've been almost 40 years in technology, and I knew obviously that technology was used in sports. But in Formula One, when you have 1 million data per second per car that is analyzed and infused, as IBM would say, it's just unbelievable. I mean, wow. AWS technology on this is just, I mean, I was gobsmacked. And it's true that I was extremely lucky to be able to experience that. But again, it's exactly to the point I made earlier. You know, the engineers are using data, but they have their gut feels. You know, it's like the experience that I've had for 20, 30 years can be enhanced by data. But at the end of the day, I'm the engineer and I'm going to make the decision, or at least I'm going to talk to the pilot in the, or to the driver and tell the driver, this is what the data I get. This is what my experience tells me. What do you think? And you'll be able to, you know, the driver will be able to make a decision based on everything. It's again being augmented because it's at the right time, on the right channel, having the right information. And that's exactly what the technology should be doing. And that's why, you know, we're very lucky today to be experiencing, I mean, what we're experiencing. We live in a fantastic world because seriously, even 10, 20 years ago, I would have had the same discussion and I would have probably made the same point, but, you know, not knowing what was coming up. And it's compared to what it was even 5 years ago, it's unbelievable what we're experiencing today. The convergence of all these technologies allow a tsunami of data usage that we had never experienced and we had never even anticipated.
100%, and it's so exciting. It's literally so exciting to sit there and just watch what these people are using these things for. I mean, it's really, you're really only limited by your mind.
And sky's the limit. Remember?
Yeah. And I mean, Michael Tobin, OBE, he said something the other week. He said, we're producing more data. We produced more data yesterday than we've produced ever before. That's how much data we're producing. And I found that quite mind-blowing because then you told me that doing a Formula One car driver, they're creating 1 million data points from that driver in his car per second. So that explains how come we're creating all this. I mean, just wow, just literally. And all I want to do is to get my Alexa, don't speak Alexa. And all I want to do is to get my Siri to actually play Spotify in my car, right? I literally yesterday was shouting at Siri, telling Siri to play Spotify, to play this Balkan rock mix because I'm trying to learn Croatian. Balkan is where I'm at, right? So it's Serbian, Bosnian, Croatian, But no, it kept playing this ridiculous song. And even my passenger, she tried to get it to play this Balkan mix. It didn't want to do that either. It kept playing this random song. And then I was like, no, Siri, turn that music off. No, didn't want to turn it off neither. It was literally unbelievable, Nicholas. I think there's a disobedience maybe instilled into these, to be honest. I don't know how it can go wrong like that.
Breaking news, you had a passenger lady in your car.
No, it's not. I can't talk about that. I can't talk about it, Nicholas.
I'm just saying breaking news.
Oh, classic. Well, sorry, mate. It's always a pleasure. Never a chore, no, Nicholas.
I'm going to stop the conversation now.
I'm going to delete that. It's always nice to speak with Nicholas.
It's always great to talk to you, Matt.
Thank you for listening, everyone. And if you are wondering about all of this information that I seem to extract from these amazing guests, then you need to go and sign up to MondayInfluencer.com because that's the reason that I started podcasting in the beginning, because I got to ask all the dumb questions.
We appreciate you. And if you haven't subscribed to Monday Influencer, you can do that by going to MondayInfluencer.com. Your risk is $1. And we now have a new career advisory, which will really help you a lot. And if it's not for you, then please do tell your friends. MondayInfluencer.com.
Thanks very much for listening to Influential Visions. Please make sure you share this episode with your friends and business connections. And don't forget to drop us a review wherever you listen. Thanks.